echte ervaring.
Yo. A million and one mic checks. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we rocking live. Serious Rap Shit Podcast. I'm John, your host.
I'm your other host, Josh.
And yeah, episode a lot of
72.
Yeah, there we go. Episode 70 motherfucking 2. How you been, Josh?
I've been good, man. Word. I can't complain, y'all. I mean, I could complain, but, you know, who the fucks?
You do complain.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
But, like, you don't do it on the podcast, which I respect.
Yeah.
I respect you for holding it in like a man should.
Yeah.
Bottling up your feelings.
Yeah, exactly. Letting it ball up into a pit of my stomach. You know what I mean? Giving me a heart attack when I'm fucking 54.
Yeah, we off that shit. Like, we joking, but, yeah, we off that shit. In 2018, 2019, I give motherfuckers all my feelings.
Yeah,
you know definitely. What I'm saying? Like, not in like a irrational sense or, you know, whatever. Not in a, you know, just like spazzing out on people shit. But like, if I feel a thing, I let that shit out. You know what I'm saying? I let that shit out. Because it'll, you know, it's like water on the flower. Your relationships will be better. Your inner world will be better. So yeah, don't follow our like fake advice. Don't hold shit in.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, let your shit out.
Did you, speaking of that, did you see, I know you're not a super, like, NFL follower and shit.
Yeah.
Did you see the shit with the boy from the Buffalo Bills this weekend?
Walked out
at halftime. Like, he was like, yo, I'm out. Peace.
Y'all niggas, like, you know, y'all niggas just on the internet talking about you go walk out halftime at your job. Reconsider, my G.
Yeah, you know my man just was like, yeah, fuck this. Like, this team stinks. I'm good. I'm out.
Listen, it's the fucking Bills.
Yeah. You know what I mean? They've been good since 92. So, listen,
I rocked with the Bills heavy in 92, 93. Yeah. They've been trash ever since.
Yeah. They had a little run there with Doug Flutie. But other than that,
yeah. Goddamn, Doug Flutie. Shout out Doug Flutie.
But, like, yo, I was like, listen, I get where, like, his teammates were upset. Because, like, yo, you just quit at halftime. Like, yo, you don't think there's 52 other dudes on that team that don't want to play that game?
Hell,
like,
yeah.
But,
and we going out to war together. Like, you don't do that.
Because simply all you had to do was come to the coach and be like, yo, my hamstring's bothering me.
Right.
I can't go in the second half. And then at the end of the game, you know, tell your coaches, like, yo, and address the team, like, yo, I just don't think I have it in me no more, man.
God,
like,
damn.
I'm retiring. And players would have respected that.
Right.
But when you just, like, call an Uber and, like, bounce at halftime. Like, you know what I mean?
That nigga called a Lyft during the halftime show.
Hey.
God damn.
He was on his phone in the locker room like, oh, he must be checking Twitter or something like that. The motherfucker was like,
nah, I'm checking out.
Yeah. Orchard Stadium.
Yo, that's fucking, we live in, like, extraordinary times, yo. It seems like every day it's like some bugged out shit just happening.
Yeah.
And we just all desensitized to it. Like, if that shit would have happened when we were like 18, 19, whatever, that shit would have been like a crazy fucking story. Like, it's, you know, it's been circulating, but that would have been like a crazy thing.
Yeah.
But you got Donald Trump, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
All kind of, he's like bugging out.
Every day at like 4:30 in the morning, he on Twitter, like talking about somebody else he wants to bomb or some other like sexual predator that he's supporting as a Republican.
The speaking of that, the GOP, why do y'all have so many sexual predators in the tuck? What the fuck is happening? I don't understand it.
Got a lot of white men, you know what I mean? I'm not saying, like, you know.
Not all white men.
Yeah, not all white men. But.
But yeah, when you have a certain degree of privilege and power in society, then yeah, absolutely, you'll be a predator. You know what I mean?
You believe you can get away with it, so you get away with it.
100%. You don't, when you have privilege and power that goes unexamined, you know, uncritiqued, you don't do that necessary work of, like, you know, rooting that stuff out of you. Fuck, you'll abuse people sexually.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? R. Kelly, rich and famous, you know what I'm saying, had a lot of power, a lot of influence. Like, hell yeah, he's abusing people. Yeah. On however, you know, it happens. You don't necessarily have to be, you know, a pedophile or anything like that, but like, hell yeah, you abuse power.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We saw that shit back in the 60s when they did that experiment when they had like college students.
Stanford experiment.
In the mock jail. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Niggas was in there like a week and started wilding the fuck out. Yeah. It shows you.
One of us had pretend power and they was taking advantage of
you. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're like, okay, they've been in there 3 days. Wait, they ate that guy? Like, like what? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's immediately. Once you give that kind
somehow
of
formed like prison gangs and are immediately each other like
fucking immediately you y'all niggas read Lord of the Flies.
Yeah,
those was nice sweet little angel kids.
Yeah,
and then they killed, you know, my man Piggy.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, come on.
No, definitely. I think that's a you know, power. You know, was it absolute power corrupts absolutely?
100%.
So a little bit of power corrupts a whole shit ton. I think
for real.
You know what I mean? Also, this weekend, you were Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, my Eagles.
Got mollywopped by my Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That did happen. Yep. That did happen.
Fitz magic, baby.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. We're going to the Super Bowl.
We said what?
We're going to the Super Bowl.
Maybe. You might.
We're not.
You know what I'm saying? It's bugged out. Lissa asked me if I wanted to watch the game, not this past week, but the week before. And we went out and sat at a bar and ate and watched it and shit. My heart's not in it.
Yeah, she texted me at the game. You know, she texted me like a bunch of like Eagles emojis and stuff like that. And I text back like the who cares
emojis.
Yeah, I don't care about the Eagles.
My heart's not in it.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
You staying with Kat.
I mean, like, obviously, but, like, this whole thing has been so ugly.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? On the NFL's part. And I know that, you know, the management and ownership of the NBA is fucking racist. You know, I'm like, come on. You know what I'm saying? It's like we were talking about earlier, power and privilege.
Yeah.
You know, but I can't even articulate it. I just don't want to watch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not a boycott. It's not like... You know what I mean?
You don't have energy for it. You know what I mean?
I can't. Yeah. I just can't. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm at somebody's crib or if, you know, like, she's into it, so if she wants to go, like, it's, like, a fun thing to watch and, like, go out. But I'm, like, I'm glad they won. I was ecstatic that they won last year, but I'm just not, you know what I mean? I'm not on that wave.
Yeah.
You know?
Nah, I feel you. As you have like fallen out of like a team sport, I've gotten into I'm really into Arsenal. Yeah,
what the fuck is Arsenal? What is that?
EPL, English Premier League.
Now I have soccer. You're speaking fucking Greek to me. I don't know what
the real football.
This is one of those kind of podcasts now. We say shit like that. Really?
Yeah. I legit was cheering for it. Yeah, I was gotten into
Because, like, usually you say shit and you be like, bullshit.
I'm serious.
I'm looking at your face. You're so sincere. What? Yeah.
Seriously.
Okay.
Like, it's set on my DVR every time they play on TV. I record their games. Yeah.
Now I feel like I have to get into, like, URL Battle League. Like, Murder Book and some shit like that.
Yo, what you should get into, dog? Fucking electronic like gamer leagues and shit like that where dudes play, like, Fortnite at, like, gaming conventions, yeah.
Jesus. I was playing Fortnite.
Or, you know, they got the Jones where, like, it's like drones, like they got like drone flying leagues and shit like
what?
That. Where, like,
are you serious?
Fly through like race courses, yeah, yo.
Yo, what the fuck? Yo, we live in the future. Like, I wanna just take like me from 1985.
Yeah, and show
and off. show little Jod like all the magnificent shit.
I just can't wait till like Death Race and like The Running Man are like legit.
I was gonna say we are so close to the Running Man shit, like you wouldn't believe, And none of y'all listening to this
know what Running Man is.
Yeah, I you might know what it is, but you ain't gonna survive it.
No,
when it becomes like a compulsory thing. Jesus, I don't want to live in dystopia.
Hunger Games is gonna be so lit though.
Yo, can we do Hunger Games by like hood of origin?
Yeah, sure.
Cause like, you know, I live in Cedar Park. you know, area of West Philly. Everything is gluten free here.
Y'all lose in the first round of the Hunger Games.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want fucking, you know, Lance across the street who wears sandals everywhere to be on my Hunger Games team. Yeah. I want to ride with Uptown.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I trust my folks' ability to survive shit.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers around here who are, like, allergic to bread.
Yeah.
No disrespect to, you know, anybody, but, like, I don't want to be on your team.
The other day, it was like West Philly is the new Portland or something like that.
Y'all niggas. And you know, that was like Philly Mag or like one of those.
I think it was Philly Mag.
Fucking
or
racist.
Philly.com or some shit. Yeah.
Fucking racist media outlets completely staffed by people from fucking not even Norristown, fucking Montgomery County.
Yeah.
And all they do is, you know, comment on Philly shit.
They legit had like a, like the 48 trolley. And like and a dude riding one of those like giant front wheel like bikes.
Yo, white people, please stop moving to West Philly and thinking that this shit is like Portlandia.
Yeah.
Cause you know, despite, you know, strike my comments, my earlier comments from the record, motherfuckers still get robbed around here. It's still crazy shit that happens. Okay, so
robbed every day, B.
Every motherfucking day. So yeah, don't come out here thinking Fred Armisen is gonna run into you at the fucking co-op. It ain't sweet like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Although you do got like you got some suspenders and a fucking woolly knit hat that you can wear around.
Dog, all day. It's bugged out. Like the I'm sure I've mentioned this on the podcast. There is definitely a guy in our neighborhood who rides around on a bike with a doghouse built onto like the front of his bike, and he just like pedals around with his little dog
with like Snoopy in the front of it and shit.
You know what I'm saying? And it's not, I say little dog, it's like a real fucking dog. It's not like what a little like tiny dogs that like Hood Jones be in the Chinese store with,
yeah,
and they purses and shit. It ain't like one of them type dogs, like an actual fucking dog. And this dude rides around with the dog. It's out of control. Somebody rolled by playing Soul on Ice remix by Razzcast the other day, and I almost thought I was in a black neighborhood for a second.
For a little while.
Yeah, for like a hot second.
So somebody just kept going, and then the next person drove by and was playing like
fucking Spin music. Doctors.
Yeah.
Mumford & Sons. Nigga rode by playing War of Drugs.
Whatever that song
what
is.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. I know every white radio station plays that as like their intro music to their show. Yeah.
Do that shit again.
Do that jump. I don't know.
Damn,
name of the band.
I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, I don't know the name of the band.
Oh shit. Yeah, don't ride around here playing the fucking Flaming Lips.
Yeah,
we don't want to hear it. We don't want to fucking hear it.
Although if you throw on some like Chili Peppers, I listen to Chili Peppers.
What's a Chili Peppers song?
Breaking the Girl.
What the fuck is that?
Breaking the Girl. I don't know how I like it.
It sounds violent.
Da, na, na, na. Breaking the Girl. I can't. Like, I haven't heard this song in a long time. For some reason, it was just in my head.
Yeah, I know. It's my aeroplane.
Yeah.
That's the shit.
Yeah.
That's the shit. I can't front on that shit. Yeah. I never liked them though,
for real.
Even like because you know, like we joke, but like as a kid, I speak for myself. I 1000% grew up on like MTV.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like
yeah.
Beck and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was a big Chili Peppers fan when I was a kid.
I lie. It's funny. When I worked at Mariposa, I had like a private inside joke for myself. I would completely deny knowing anything about guitar based music, anything about punk, anything about anything related to white culture.
Yeah, yeah.
And a young lady that I worked with one day was like aggressively trying to explain Nirvana to me. And
like Nirvana? I've never even heard of them. Who are they?
Yeah, I'm like, what is? I was like, yo, what are we listening to? That's how it started. Yeah. Like they were playing, like Scentless Apprentice or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, yo, what the fuck are we listening to? Yo, this shit sound crazy. And she's like, immediately like, it's Nirvana. I'm like, what the fuck is that? You know what I mean? I was like, and she's like, you don't know Nirvana, Kurt Cobain? And she's like, explaining it to me. And I'm like, nah, yo, this shit sound crazy. Like, homeboy sounds frustrated and like he's about to shoot his head off with a fucking shotgun. You know what I mean? So like, I kid, but you know, we really like niggas, like we grew up in the 90s. So yeah. Like, it was a whole fucking booyah bass of like culture and different shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the only good thing is like we kind of got out before like the rat rock whole thing started.
For real. When did you graduate?
I graduated in 99.
I graduated in 99 as well. We talked about this before, but the powers that be, Illuminati, split our crew up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So none of us graduated together after years of hanging strong and catching wreck in school. But yeah, I graduated in 99 too. And it's, you know, the last big rock record that I remember before I got out of high school was that Smash Mouth shit. Hey, well, now Walking on the Sun, but also that All-Star shit.
Yeah. That was like on the Shrek soundtrack or something like that. That's why it was super huge.
That shit was dumb huge. Like Walking on the Sun, I thought it was cool. I'm not gonna play myself. I like the little like Farfisa organ shit. I was like, all right, whatever. You know what I mean? But yeah, that was like the last like real big shit.
Yeah.
And then I remember in my early 20s being miserable for a whole host of reasons, but also being miserable about like Linkin Park. Like shit like that being like popular, it was like on both sides. It was like the rock on the radio was super shitty, but also like rap on the radio was real shitty, like Nelly and shit like that. So I just like dug even deeper in like
getting hot in here. Dog. So take off all your clothes.
That shit was everywhere. Like niggas be talking about we talked about this on a podcast before, but like they talk about like new records coming out, breaking streaming records and all of this other stuff. That shit that shit was legitimately huge.
Yeah.
I don't hear like they say Eminem's Kill Shot broke.
It's like the most streamed first day release or some shit like that. Like
I heard that shit one time.
Yeah, and that's I heard it once on a YouTube link.
You know what I'm saying? That's when I went to look at the motherfucker when it came out. But like records then were like legitimately ubiquitous. Like you heard that shit every fucking way.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Yeah, like that whole idea like, oh, streaming does it. Like what's his name? It's like he goes platinum off of streaming, 6ix9ine. Like it's like, how are you gonna play? I mean, like, I'm sure there's a metric to measure it and all that kind of shit, but it's like
we just don't trust it.
I've only heard one song from you,
right?
And that's not because I actively seeked out listening to it,
right?
You know what I mean? And I'm sure like that's not my target. I'm not his target audience and all that kind of. Yeah. But like, I didn't like Nelly. I was not the target audience for that song. So. Like, but I heard it, and that I heard it all the time.
That shit was out in life,
and like
in the
I
world.
Go to bars, and I go to bars that don't play like, oh, just like, you know, it's just old school hip hop night, or you know, 90s night, or some shit like that. I go to bars that play like music that's current.
I'm not going to no 90s night. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah,
I ain't go to that shit.
But like, that's not like, and I don't hear motherfuckers aren't playing his music. I mean, maybe because it's like super loud and angry and shit.
Yeah, nobody want to hear. Dog, could you imagine? I remember the first time I heard My Neck, My Back. I was with you.
Yeah.
We was in the strip club. And I just assumed you knew it. So I was like, yo, what the fuck is this song? And you was like, this is My Neck, My Back.
My neck. My back.
You know what I'm saying? Where'd he go? Because we know you got kids listening.
Yeah, exactly.
We know y'all play this shit for y'all kids.
Yeah, so we don't ever cuss on this podcast. No way.
Never. No fucking way.
No.
So, you know, imagine like going in a strip club and you trying to get a lap dance and like you feeling sensual and shit and hearing this little nigga like screaming at you.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't hear that shit.
Nah.
That shit is for like young motherfuckers to play, you know, in like they IG stories.
Yeah.
That might be where these streams is coming from. You know what I mean? Niggas playing this shit in the background while they flexing in the bathroom mirror in the IG story. I don't fucking know.
With a starter pistol that they got.
Come on.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? I don't hear that shit nowhere else.
I just like, I don't get how some of that shit like works. I don't know, man. I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, apparently, you know, the White World War like has went to another level.
Another level.
Your man Jay Electronica came out of hiding.
The blackest man in hip hop. Let's get that shit straight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The blackest
member,
man in hip hop.
Remember Nation of Islam and
100%.
Like, you know,
I saw this motherfucker on stage. He said in a rhyme, he was on stage, something like the adorned by the nation, some shitty shit. And then I saw a picture of that shit. Yeah. That nigga was on stage with the whole fruit of Islam around him.
Yeah.
So, you know.
No, he was selling final calls at Broad and Allegheny. Like, you know what I mean?
Come on.
So,
come on. And if you know anything about Broad and Allegheny. You know, especially that little the little bodega on the corner. We ain't talking about the side where Temple Hospital is and all of that shit.
Talking about the other side.
We took that other motherfucking side where my grandma and them live, like right up the street. That shit is rough.
Yeah.
So that nigga survived that. I respect him.
Yeah, but he apparently was like, because I guess in the kill shot joint, I literally listened to it one time. So yeah. Like, I'm not like digging
a lot
for
of
references.
Fucking words. Yeah.
But. You do hear him say, like, you know, something about, like, how Puffy had, put a contract out on Tupac or whatever.
Duh.
And so, like,
y'all gotta chill.
I guess, like, you know, KRS, like, had a day off, so he wasn't the guardian of hip hop that day. And,
KRS is definitely the Captain Planet of hip hop.
Yeah.
Like, if you violate hip hop, he's gonna, like, fly out of a volcano and check you.
But I guess he was on like vacation that day.
Naturally.
So like, you know, Jay Electronica had the on call beeper.
Right.
His on call beeper.
Captain Marvel shit.
Yeah. And he hopped on Twitter and was like, "Yo, M, like you can't be calling out Puff and blah blah blah. Like
I'm gonna strike you with the sword of Damocles."
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You say all kind of crazy.
I'm gonna
shit.
Tear down the walls like fucking Joshua tore down the wall. Like my man, you know.
Yo, shout out to Jay Electronica. Shout out to like black dudes who. Have like and I say this as one of these black dudes, you talk to them for long enough and they'll give you biblical references, Quran references, a nigga might dig out like some DT Suzuki Zen shit. Like shout out the niggas having like
quote,
you know,
the Emerald Scrolls to you and all that. Yeah.
Survival scrolls and shit. Shout out to Jay. That's why I fuck with Jay, because he's like of my tribe.
Yeah.
Like I see myself in him.
Yeah. But, like, I guess he, like, went off on him. And then, like, he disappeared from, like, the internet. Like, he like took all his shit off the internet.
Yeah, Jesus.
Maybe he's, like, really, you know. I mean, we already heard the album. So, like, we don't
have
to worry about it.
We told y'all that last week.
Maybe he's, like, going in and maybe he's going to master the album.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
Is it making another album? I don't know.
But, yeah, and then your man, Lupe, took time off from making, like, karate IG videos.
No disrespect to Lupe. We love Lupe.
You know, he stopped, like, spinning, like, nunchucks, like, having his Ninja Turtle fantasies in the crib.
Jesus.
And his, like, in his karate gi and shit.
I'm not fighting that nigga with you. So, you talking real spicy. I'm not rumbling that nigga with you. I'm still healing. You know, I'd be with the shits if my body was right. But, you know, I'm still going through
some
shit.
I saw Karate Kid out on the crane kick. I don't need to do nothing else, dog.
You know, it was some real shit. I would be to cut you off some real shit. Like, I'm not saying I'd be, like, humble, but my feeling out in the world is different. When your body not right and you know your capacity for violence is limited.
Yo, my shoulder's fucked up. Like, I legit think I might need surgery for, like, a torn rotator cuff. Like, my shoulder's fucked. Dog, I'm not about throwing these hands right now.
Yeah.
So, like, you know what I mean?
I just be in the world like a kitten. Like, I'm all love, you know what I mean? I was all love before.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, you know, like a rah-rah nigga. But, like, it's just weird psychologically when you know, like, your capacity for violence has been, like, decreased.
Yeah.
It's a different thing.
Still crank kick, dog.
100%. So, plus, you know, niggas still make... you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we're well protected.
Yeah.
It's all good.
he came out, like, he stopped doing, like, you know what I mean, his Mr. Miyagi on IG.
Wow.
To come out and say, Nikki's going to hate us, because I know that's her people's.
Hey, shout out to Nikki.
he did that to come out and say, like, yeah, you know, respect the M and M buttons and all these dudes, but I'm better than all of them.
You know, real shit, I would much rather listen to Lupe Fiasco rap than listen to Eminem.
Yeah.
You remember when Lupe came out. I was never a Lupe fan.
Yeah.
I would much rather listen to him rap or put out a whole project than
Eminem. What was the last thing you listened to from Lupe Fiasco?
Real shit? The Cool.
Okay. Last thing I heard was the joint where he redid... Yeah.
I listen to that shit too.
Yeah, that was the last thing I heard from him.
The shit, Murals, I listen to that too.
Okay.
So like a couple things from like his last record, I think it was, yeah. I listened to. But like the last whole album I listened to was The Cool. Yeah. Because when his first record came out, I remember a young lady I was seeing was like all about that shit. And she's like bumping that shit. And I was like, man, fuck that nigga. That's the skateboard nigga. You know what I mean? Because this, I don't know when that record came out.
I'm about to listen to that album. That's a good album.
I fully acknowledge and respect it. You know what I mean? But I was at the height of like cocky, like young rapper shit.
Yeah.
So like nobody was nice to me. You know what I mean? So like, years later, once I got off of like that ego shit, I listened to it and was like, oh yeah, this is dope. I missed out on a lot of dope shit being like weird mentally and being like, man, fuck that nigga. Like, I'm nice, nigga. You know what I mean? Exactly. Like being on that tip. But I fully respect Lupe and respect his shit he's put down, you know what I mean, in the culture. I want one of these niggas to come at M. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you.
Just like on some like, cause it agitates me that this nigga MGK dissed Eminem and is calling him, well, I know you the GOAT, but
you know, exactly,
your beard's weird. Like that shit fucking grinds me up, dog. Like the MC part of my core, that shit grinds me up because it's not supposed to be like that. You're supposed to be like, fuck that nigga. Even when that nigga wash you, if he do wash you. I've seen niggas who can't even rap that well on some like street battle shit and in organized battles. I've seen motherfuckers who wasn't even as nice as the other person win because they believed in themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, like confidence, like that belief in yourself is a huge part, dude.
It bugs me out that people are like, well, we all know Eminem's gonna win this thing. Yeah. Fuck that. When did he become fucking Thanos?
Yeah.
That niggas can't even say nothing to him. You know what I mean? No. Like, nah, that shit is like
an Apocalypse.
Hell nah. That shit, and niggas watched Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Niggas watched Thanos. Drax the Destroyer punched Thanos heart out through his back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you tell me.
Watching comics explained.
Yeah. Watch a lot of comics explained. But yeah, fuck that shit. I appreciate that my man Bizarre has jumped into the mix. Bizarre from D12. I was listening to this shit before you got here. But Bizarre from D12 just dropped a diss track going at Joe Budden and J Electronic.
And shit, he says
he riding for his man, yeah.
He riding.
Plus Joe Budden said his name. He mentioned him, so he's like, yo, fuck that. But he was like, and what the best line of the whole shit, it's terrible. It's fucking it's terrible. Awful. It sounds like, I don't know where y'all famous niggas is getting these beats from. The beat sound like a nigga literally made it on like a Casio or some shit. And he's rhyming on it. And the best line of the whole shit, he's like, what did he say? He's like, Joe Budden, he's like, pump it up. Next time I see your jaw, I'ma lump it up. I was like, yo, this nigga Bizarre is wildin'. He's like, he talking about how Jay Electronica, you know, Jay lived in Detroit
for a while, yeah.
He said, he's like, Jay Electronica? Who the fuck is that? He said, oh, you mean so-and-so? Like, said the nigga government name. So-and-so who used to carry our bags and used to call Denon dad. Like, so he got a couple lines, but, like, it's trash. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's not.
I was about to say, he fucked with, like, D12 when he was out in Detroit.
Right. That's the thing about, like, this diss shit.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers will be like, yo, ain't that the boy? And, like, they'll bring up, you know, if you got, like, some suspect shit. I don't even think that suspect, like, all right, they say he was carrying bags. And he was trying to get on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, you know, in a battle, you throw that out there. Like, man, nigga, you just carry our bags, yeah. You know? But, yeah, don't listen to that bizarre diss track. Don't fucking listen to it. I listened for y'all.
Yeah.
Don't listen to it.
Yeah, definitely. No, see the work we put in for y'all on the podcast, y'all?
Like a motherfucker.
Last week, I listened to M's record that I didn't want to listen to.
Dog, you a motherfucker champion for that shit. Because I ain't want
to
hear.
Here's a record I'm definitely not going to listen to.
Uh-huh.
Your man Logic.
To this day,
never heard the dude.
I don't think I've heard that nigga rap.
I've heard him rap in like the Sprite commercial that he's on. That's about it. Like, damn. You know what I mean?
That nigga got a Sprite commercial.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Y'all niggas gave so Sprite commercials. We got Tribe Called Quest, The Roots, Grand Puba, Pete Rock and CL Smooth, and this nigga
Logic. Yeah. So apparently, Logic from Sugar Water fame.
He
has all 9. Original member? No, I guess not 9. I guess 8 like surviving members, because Old Dirty ain't around no more.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, he could get like vocals from Old Dirty. I don't
But apparently he has all members of the Wu-Tang.
Oh, shit.
On his new project.
He got Capadonna on that motherfucker?
I don't know. Because I don't know if Capadonna's considered an original member.
Right. Steve. Shout out to Steve, our resident Wu-Tang expert. Does Capadonna count as one of the grandmasters, so to speak, of the Wu-Tang? Because you got, you know, like Ray, Ghost, all the motherfuckers.
The RZA, the GZA, Old Dirty Bastard, come on. Ghostface. Yeah.
They let y'all know from the gate. You know what I mean? Does Capadonna count in that thing? I don't know.
Nah, I have no idea. But yeah, apparently he's got all these dudes on there, which means it's like 8 more. Well, not 8. I say like 7.5 more dudes I don't want to hear rhymes.
Jesus, so disrespectful. Who in the Wu you don't want to hear rhyme? You don't want to hear meth?
No.
Wow, that's so disrespectful.
Nope.
Yo.
I'm good.
Shout out to meth.
I mean, other than Ghost and like Ray sometimes and like Genius sometimes.
Yeah. Honestly, I might want to hear the GZA. And like moving into like 2019, I might want to hear the GZA over Raekwon now.
Possibly.
You know what I'm saying? In the right context.
Yeah.
In like the right music, I might want to hear. Because like Ray, I love Ray. Ray be giving me a lot of the like same flavor. You know what I mean? It's bugged out how all these motherfuckers are riding like, fucking rap is so weird. Motherfuckers are riding like the Rock Marciano wave.
Yeah.
But also like the Wu Gambino wave.
Yeah, heavy.
I heard a dude, I'm not going to say his name because I don't remember it. some dude on Twitter is like an underground rapper dude, is like a white boy. I don't even know where the nigga was from, if he was like American. He sounded like American, a white guy. Fam, when I say, remember how niggas used to rhyme in like 98? It was like, you know, me and Sonny Gambino with the Luciano.
Yeah.
She is eating the spaghetti and the Noletti. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas was rhyming like that. Fab, this nigga, but he sounded like he was from like Kansas or some shit. He had like the whitest voice ever, but you could tell he listens to like Conway and shit like that, and like Rock Marciano. He was like rhyming that whole steel. I was like, this is the wave niggas on. Yeah. But I said this shit a couple years ago. I was like, watch, niggas gonna be on the Illuminati rap wave and like the Jiggy rap wave and like the Mafioso wave. I was like, watch, that's a wave that's coming back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And bing a bang boom, here we are. You know?
Yeah, I'm not mad at that though.
Nah, I mean, it's cool. It's better than when y'all was on the fucking Aaron Carter, the fucking pop rap wave in the early 2000s. Like, it's better than that shit.
Yeah.
A lot of y'all niggas, I don't want to hear a lot of y'all niggas.
I don't want to hear most of these dudes rhyme.
Talking about busting your guns. I don't hear that shit. I don't want to hear it. It don't sound real.
No.
It just don't sound real.
We don't believe you. We need more people.
You know what I'm saying? Rap about your feelings, nigga.
Yeah.
Don't rap to me about you was cutting up a brick. I don't hear that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you, like, I'm not saying that rappers, because, like, Slick Rick didn't go to jail and get raped. You know what I mean? I hope not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Slick Rick, I hope, didn't treat women like a prostitute, but he rapped about that. So, you know, like, I get it. Rap don't have to be, like, 1,000% autobiographical. A lot of y'all motherfuckers is straight nerds. I don't hear that shit coming out of y'all. I don't hear no no, you know, luxurious fly shit, nigga. Yeah. Like, fly shit, yeah, if you like a fly nigga, but, like, I don't want to hear, like, no crazy criminal shit. Yeah.
If you, like, live in a cornfield in, like, Kansas.
Get the fuck out of here. These blogs with this bullshit, these rappers that they pulling out of their ass. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. And Logic, we don't hear you neither.
Nah.
Said, I don't even. Nigga said, Nigga, so like JoJo Pellegrino.
Yeah, he can't. Yeah.
He jumped in the battle, the Eminem and MGK shit.
Yeah.
He said he was coming at all the white rappers. Nigga said he came at half a Logic. I'm like, yo, this shit is terrible. Rap is terrible. Rap is terrible now, yo. Y'all are doing too much. We gotta go back to like fat beats and like you know, mail ordering CDs and tapes and shit, because this internet shit is for the birds. Y'all niggas is misusing this tool that we have, straight up and down.
Dog, I know he was one of your favorite artists back in the day. I'm not sure, like, I'm not sure how much now you still listen to him.
Big Daddy Kane, yeah.
No, your man, Ja Rule. Cash Money Click.
Yeah, 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 100%. Get the fortune, nigga. Go Google that shit, nigga. Y'all niggas know so much about rap. Go Google Ja Rule, get the fortune, nigga.
fuck. Vinny Vici, or whatever the fuck that name of that first album was. Yeah, your man, he said he's the, because apparently, like, I guess in the Eminem diss, he mentions, like, Ja Rule.
Which, mind you, there's not an original thought. Eminem is full of shit. He listing niggas that he took out. 50 Cent took out Ja Rule.
Yeah, exactly.
You came and like cleaned him up. You know what I mean? It's like when you was kids and you beat up one nigga and your man come and like slap him around a little bit. Like you ain't washed Ja Rule.
Like kicked him while he was down.
Come on. Yeah. You ain't washed Ja Rule. Get out of here.
Yeah.
That nigga's changing history, yo.
Apparently Ja Rule put out like an album called like Pain is Love 2.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Part two, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I couldn't tell you what Pain is Love, what was on Pain is Love, the first one.
I'm assuming what's love?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm almost sure it was that. It's probably the one they did the Grease video for.
Yo.
He'll never live that down, though. Dog,
like, that's when Ja went left. What y'all niggas know about when Ja Rule?
All that ecstasy, dog. Listen, like, that was a whole lot of E.
What do y'all know about rap being so fueled by ecstasy that this nigga Ja Rule remade the whole fucking carnival scene at the end of Juice? I think the niggas,
I agree, I said Juice.
At the end of Grease, nigga. I think the niggas, remember Grease when they flew
all the way in the car? I'm pretty sure that's in the video.
You knew that shit? Yo. Dog, Ja Rule was skied out of his mind to be doing that shit.
Yeah.
What do y'all know about that?
Yeah, but
yo.
Apparently he said Pain is Love 2. Mm. Was better than the last several M albums, which I'm.
Listen.
It could completely be.
Listen. That's like saying something is cooler than the sun.
Yeah, exactly.
Ain't that hard. Ain't that fucking hard.
But also that he is the LeBron James of hip hop.
Wow.
Because, you know, he took an L and came back. But, I mean, like, did he really come back?
Right. Did you come back?
And I mean, you was doing, like, church plays for a little while, dog.
Wow.
Like,
he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
Wow. If you, listen.
He was doing, like, Preacher's Daughter and shit like that.
Yo, if you a rapper and you out here doing the fucking Chitlin' Circuit church plays, you wildin'. You are wildin'. That shit is for 90s and 80s New Jack Swing and R&B singers.
Hey, can it play?
Yo, these niggas that I used to work with, this one when we was like 18, 19, I worked at this call center in Plymouth Meeting, and it was these two boys, they was like real like wholesome dudes, nice dudes, you know what I mean? They was like hip-hop niggas, and they were in a rap group. And I'm pretty sure that Play from Kid and Play signed them to his gospel rap label. I smoked a lot of motherfucking weed at that time and since. So my memory's not the best. I'm pretty sure them niggas got a deal. Like, they came to work and were like telling niggas they got a deal with Kid and Play's gospel rap label.
Hey, man.
Goddamn. Yo. Shout out to Kid and Play. Yeah. Shout out to Play for going the wholesome route and fucking with the gospel plays, doing the gospel hip hop. And no shout out to Kid for dressing up in a fucking Afro wig, trying to play my man Kaepernick.
Yeah.
You seen that? You remember that shit.
He did it with bullshit. Your man.
He's the worst.
Yeah.
Jason Whitlock.
Yeah, the human peanut Eminem.
Dog. You can't beat nobody. Not that everything is about violence, you know what I mean? Because peace is the wave. But, like, you talk real crazy.
Yeah.
You talk real crazy for somebody who looks like you.
He also does the music for Bill Marshall.
Are you serious? Really?
Yeah.
I can see that, though.
Kid does the music for... Yeah. I'm sure he probably does the music in a lot of different shows that we just don't know about. Like, that's probably his wave.
Yeah, he got to be behind the scenes making moves. Why are you out there with an Afro wig?
I don't know. I don't some Kaepernick get that shit. One. I don't why get that. I mean, maybe he, doing? Maybe he, you know... He like, he's super light-skinned. Maybe he like, you know...
Is that a wave? Is that a...
Maybe my man's living an imitation of life out here.
Y'all niggas out here passing still? Let me start running up with old niggas with a brown paper bag, dog. start checking niggas' ID. Checking niggas' complexion. What the fuck?
Yo. Yeah.
That's awful. He just made me feel bad. Like the prospect of Kid
passing.
Yo. Oh, man. This is a
you know, his hair probably like gone and shit, so he ain't got to worry about having that. You know what
I
mean?
Oh, man. That's why he had to wear the Afro wig.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it wouldn't even fit on his shit. God damn. Shout out to Kid Play.
Nah. Yo, your man, Yay, Kanyeezy.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Right.
Our Lord and Savior. He, he said there's going to be a Watch the Throne 2 coming.
I thought Jay-Z was like, yo.
I thought he was.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, yeah.
No idea what's going on.
No.
Like, we do a weekly hip-hop-centered podcast, and I still don't know what's going on
in
hip-hop.
What the fuck's happening. It's insanity out there. I think it's trickling down.
Yeah.
I think the society at large, you know, Mos Def said, you know, wherever hip-hop go, where the people go.
Yeah.
I think society's insane, and it's like trickle down to rap, yeah. I can't keep up with none of this
shit. I thought they hated each other. I swear, I never heard they made up, so I don't know what's going on.
It might have been a private thing.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah,
you
maybe
know?
They squashed it. I mean, like, I liked the original Watch the Throne.
Yeah. And, you know, I was agitated by Watch the Throne when it came out because everywhere I went, people were talking about it.
Yeah.
I remember like going to a party in like Manayunk,
yeah,
and people were like, "Have you ever watched the Throne?" Like niggas was like mad hype about it, and like folks were. That was like the first that I remember. Correct me if I'm wrong. The first wave of this like very distinctive style of think piece attached to pop culture,
yeah.
I mean, obviously, like, people have done, like, deep dive shits and, like, you know, what would have been a think piece online would have existed in, like, a magazine back in the day. Like, I understand that. But, like, it's, like, a very particular kind of reporting and writing where niggas was, like, connecting Watch the Throne with some kind of idea of, like, black power.
Yeah.
And as, like, a fucking black radical myself I identify as, that idea of these two, you know, genius artists but also super rich capitalists making like a new form of black power, that idea like grated against me. Like I hated that shit.
Yeah.
So it even like took away from the music to me. Plus a lot of music around that time was like really loud for me.
Yeah, I feel that.
A lot of that shit was like too big and like too grandiose for me. I didn't want to hear none of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just was like surprised by that when I came across it. And
then now they're
going to
give us,
So I was like, apparently I missed this. But,
right.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm with it if it comes. Like, you know what I mean? I'm always with it. I liked 444, so like, I'm willing to listen.
I wasn't the biggest Jay-Z fan when he came out. I think in like, around like, our early 20s, like going out clubbing, like made me appreciate Jay-Z. I'll always listen to a Jay-Z record.
Yeah.
I'll always listen to a Kanye record. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, I'll at least give it a listen.
100%. 100%. I ain't listen to motherfucking Eminem. You know what I'm saying? It's not happening.
Well, speaking of white dudes,
as we've been doing.
White dudes from Detroit, too.
40 minutes.
Yeah, I know. This is a very white people heavy episode. Yeah, white
you're
rap
welcome,
yeah.
White people listening.
In honor of Third Base, this is our...
Yo, rest in peace, Third Base. No, real quick, I'll mean to cut you off real quick. You ever see Third Base on Sway in the Morning?
Nah.
It was like a year or two ago. They're like thoroughly old heads or whatever. And Sway, you know, Sway, he's like, yeah, y'all, you know, we got the legends in the house, Third Base. You know, why don't y'all kick something for us? Kick something. So these niggas, like, they're like 50-year-old white dudes at this point. Not that you can't be nice on the mic, because I'm sure wherever the fuck Milkbone is, he's
still dope.
He can still, like, tear a hole in your ass. Like, I'd bet money on it. But these dudes, they were talking about, like, baseball memorabilia. I think one of them was, like, making a documentary or something. They're, like, in a whole other wave. Dog, I don't know who this fucking DJ is that Sway had. He's throwing them, like, the hardest track beats and shit. I'm like, dog, you got these old-ass niggas from the golden age up here. This nigga says, kick a rhyme. Hand them niggas the Mass Appeal beat.
Yeah.
Or, you know, fucking Live at the Barbecue or something like that. Why are you playing like Migos or some shit? Instrumentals. Dog, they was trying to rhyme on that shit. They flows. Rappers know. It's two distinct worlds rhythmically. The boom bap shit and the trap shit.
Yeah.
Rhymes that you write for the boom bap shit, 88 to like 96 beats per minute. That shit ain't gonna match to that 130 to 160 trap rhythm. Dog, them niggas was struggling. I you know how they used to take horses out back and shoot them.
Yeah. I was
like,
you can pull the tent out around them on the court.
Listen.
Hey, listen, man.
That shit was so uncomfortable. But I'm sorry. Go ahead. You said white people from Detroit.
I watched that White Boy Rick movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't even know that was out.
Yeah, it came out last week, I think. So I watched that, and as a movie, it's okay. It's not bad. But obviously, it's, you know, based on a true story.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I was like, well, let me like do a little research. And like, so I started researching a little bit. Apparently, like, the driving force in the movie for the reason why he becomes like an informant is not true. And like the father character in the movie is like kind of like, you know, he's just a struggling dad and he really like loves and cares about his family. Apparently that's not true either.
Motherfucker didn't care about his family.
No. But like the shit with Rick was kind of true. Like the fact that like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like he's still serving life sentence. Jeez. Like he got paroled last year, but he's still in jail now.
Jeez.
Because
what era are we talking?
Probably late 80s, like 87, I think is when he got locked up.
Yeah. Jeez.
He's because like in that time, like similar to like the Rockefeller laws, if you were caught with like 130 grams of crack cocaine, it was a life sentence.
Ugh.
And they caught him with like 11 keys or some shit like that.
Jesus. Keys, not even powder.
Yeah, no, like keys.
Fuck.
Uncut dope. Like they caught him.
Okay.
Yeah, they caught him.
Jesus.
Fucked up.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
And he like apparently he's still in jail because of that shit.
Yeah.
Could
you imagine the feeling in your stomach?
No, dog, I couldn't.
Oh my God. The feeling in your stomach when you know the law is like they about to find this shit.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Dude, I'd be so sick.
Yeah.
So sick.
Motherfuckers are strong, yo.
Yeah.
To be like, I guess, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to have a heart attack and die?
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? Jesus.
But yeah, apparently, like, that was like the whole stuff, like, him, like, the poor kid grew up in the hood, and, like, he started informing, and he, like, they were like, yo, how's this kid, like, know all this? But, like, he, you know, they were like, yo, he spoke like a young black dude, like, you know what I mean? And he knew all the players. And, like, he was, like, best friends with, like the Curry brothers, who were like one of the biggest dealers in the air in that time. He was best friends with their little brother or something like that. So like that's how he knew everybody.
Wow.
You know what I mean? But like the bull, matter of fact, the police captain from Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh shit, yeah.
I was born, you know, you was born in Cottonville last night,
yeah,
that bull.
Yeah.
Apparently like he has like some like criminal backside. Like he was a real cop.
But oh, like, shit, really?
Yeah, but, like, he was part of, like, a crew that did like dirty work or some shit like that. Wow. Like some article I was reading was mentioning that. Yeah.
Out here bugging.
When I looked at them, when I seen that and I looked up his info, none of that was in that, like any kind of Wikipedia about him.
Right.
But like that too, was like two articles I heard that definitely mentioned it. But yeah, it was cool. But like, I'm not super surprised, dude. Like, you know, I've watched a million based on a true story movies, and like, yo, they Disney-fy certain shit. They have to have something to sell.
Yeah.
And to be honest, like, if you don't like twist somebody's story in there, they're all pretty like, you know, reprehensible human beings. So right. Like, you know what I mean?
And there has to be like a character arc. You have to identify with people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
People have to kind of identify with something in there. And if it's not, if it's not this guy, and you have like Matthew McConaughey playing the dad, so it's like, yeah, you know, we'll sell on this. Like,
he agitates me, yo. Like, really? I think me and Lissa were just talking about that a couple nights ago. It's something about his vibe. I don't know if it's that film. Wasn't he in the film Dazed and Confused?
All right.
Was
yeah,
that
I think
him?
So.
Was
yeah.
he like? Perving on like young
ladies.
Yeah,
he was like every girl. He was like, you know what's good about high school girls? He was like, I get older and they stay the same age. Yeah,
yeah. I think that might be it.
Yeah, okay.
Something about him like is he like skeeves me out.
Yeah,
and I can't like watch it. But I think like seeing because I'm not a person who can you know can't separate fact and fiction, obviously. But even like his vibe in interviews is like it like turns me off.
Yeah,
I don't watch anything that he's in.
Dog, one thing you have to watch that he's in is the first season of True Detective.
Oh, shit, really?
It's a masterpiece, dog.
Really?
Like, masterpiece.
Shit. I don't think I've ever heard you say that word.
True Detective is insane. The first season of True Detective can be held up there with, like, the best television ever.
Yeah, season three of Good Times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Word.
Yeah, definitely. Season four of Jeffersons.
Was that... I was gonna say, is that when they switched Lionel's?
I think so. Yeah. You got the good Lionel in and shit.
Shout out to TV shows for doing that goofy
just
shit.
Just like switching dudes out, like
right.
Fuck it, y'all
what
eat
the
it up.
Fuck. Oh my god.
Shit, even Game of Thrones still does that shit, dog.
Do they?
Yeah.
With the same character?
Yeah. Well, yeah. There's been three different mountains in that show.
What?
Yeah.
See, I watched Game of Thrones.
Just not like that.
It's just a lot. It's a lot for me to take in.
You know King Tommen, Joffrey's little brother, who becomes the king afterwards, right? That actor was switched out. The new one is the same dude who was one of the kids that... the fuck is his name? The first king in the North dude, Ned Stark's son, that they captured those two Lannisters, the two kids... Like in season three, I think it is.
Yeah.
And one of his men kills those kids or some shit like that. That actor is the same actor who then takes over as Tommen later in the, later a couple seasons later.
Shit, I thought shows didn't do that anymore.
Yeah, they still do. Like, and they switched out what's his name? It's not Dario. Yeah, I think it is Dario Naharis or whatever the fuck his name is. Mm-hmm. One of the dudes that roll with the Dragon Queen and shit.
Yeah.
She they switched out his character. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's for like, oh, this actor got another role and he can't like, yo, because like Game of Thrones is a commitment like to do like that's like 7-8 years of your life and shit like that.
Yeah.
And like long shooting schedules and shit like that. And so sometimes like it becomes a an investment in time.
Yeah.
And other stuff like the one dude as the mountain they didn't like. No one, he was like just apparently like a piece
an asshole
like, yeah, just
set?
An asshole and
wow.
No one liked him. So they switched him out.
Get that nigga out of here.
But like yeah, there's still shows that do that every once in a while.
Jeez. That's that Family Matters shit.
Yeah.
They didn't even switch her out. They just like, got rid of her.
Yeah, they just did. They just moved her on. They had the grandma on. Grandma wasn't on that show to the end though, right?
I feel like she was.
Maybe she was. I stopped watching that shit.
Toward the end, dog, when they started doing like cloning machines.
I checked out, dog. I
was watching one where like Steve Urkel and Carl Winslow. What the fuck are we talking about? Steve Urkel and Carl Winslow were like in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And Steve Urkel accidentally hit both of them with like a shrinking ray or some shit. So they were running around like tiny for the whole episode. After that, I was like, you know, I'm not fucking with this shit no more.
Yeah, so White Boy Rick, it was cool.
Yeah, go watch that shit. I won't, but yeah, y'all go watch that.
It's actually, I mean, like I said, as a movie, it's not bad. It's like, you know what I mean? It's watchable as a movie. Have you listened to anything new this week?
I've been listening to so much new shit. It's fucking out of control. Off the top, this came out last year, but I didn't get to it until this year.
Is it a movie? Because I know you hate movies.
I love movies. It's not true. Never mind. I'm not going to entertain that.
That's why you're not going to watch White Boy Rick.
Wow, because it's a movie. Whatever. Haslo put out a mixtape last year called A Singular Point of Light.
Yeah.
It's the fucking shit.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, like, I've been fucking with him real heavy. I think like the last 2 years. I think I got onto him like 2 years ago. A couple of homies that we know have like done shit with him. But he's ill, like ill producer. He has like a whole version of Nas I Am. The Haslo version.
Oh, for real?
He remixed the whole record and it's crazy. Like it's real crazy. But A Singular Point of Light is real dope. I think a lot of it is self-produced. He's like, I would say, one of my favorite MCs. Haslo, H-A-S hyphen L-O. Yeah. You know what I mean? And he's from here. He's a Philly boy, yeah. Yeah, so I definitely, me and Charlie, shout out to Charlie, played a show with him, I think, like, 2 years ago. That might have been what got me into him, like looking up other people who were on the bill for that night and hearing him and being like, oh, shit, this dude's dope.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, he might be, like, one of my favorite MCs right now. He's, like, crushing it.
Word.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check that out.
I think you would fuck with him.
Yeah, I'll check that out. Shout out to Charlie, too. He sent me a project he's been working on. I just didn't get a chance to listen to it yet. I'm going to check that out, like, maybe tonight.
Shout out Charlie.
Yeah.
We gotta go down to New Orleans and check Charlie, yo.
Definitely.
Gotta go down there and holler at you, man.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I ain't never been to New Orleans either, so.
I ain't been nowhere, dog.
Yeah.
It's like almost depressing. I ain't been nowhere.
I feel you.
Yeah. I mean, I've been places, but like not really.
Yeah. I mean, that shit about to change anyway, though.
Like a motherfucker.
Big things, man. Big things. Yeah, did you listen to that Rock Marciano joint? I ain't listen to it.
I listen to that shit like a motherfucker. Yeah. Rock Marciano, Behold a Dark Horse. That shit's hard body, yo.
Yeah, I like Rock. Yeah, so
yeah.
I'm going to check it out. I definitely am.
He's crushing it right now. He's fucking crushing it. The song with him and Black Thought is crazy. He has a joint that Q-Tip produced that's like real weird sounding. I think he has a joint with Alchemist on there that Alchemist produced. It's a dope record. I'm hearing a few people say that it's on their top. I think Steve said it's gonna make like his top, you know, albums of the year list. Might be on my top too, you know what I'm saying?
Thought ain't nothing knocking off what you call for me. I still think nothing's knocking off
what
Trem Life 3,
Listen.
Telling you, it's my favorite album.
I still ain't listening to that shit.
It's my favorite album.
I'm lunching.
Year.
I'm fucking lunching.
No, but I'm gonna definitely check that Rock Marciano joint out. I definitely want to hear it. I just haven't had a chance to.
It's dope. No Name put out a record too.
Yeah, I wanted to listen to that 25. And I totally forgot about it. I meant to listen to that record before we did the podcast.
No Name, her album feels like a joint you used to deal with.
Yeah.
Who, like, maybe you weren't the best.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's not me, because I'm...
You know what I'm saying? Like, at that young point in your life, you might not have had your shit together, and, like, she went on and just became, like, the shit.
Dope, yeah.
And, you know, you're like, you respect it, but then, like, a petty part of you is like, all right, fuck out of here. Like,
fuck you, you having a good job and shit,
you
having your life
like,
together.
Come on. All right, another degree? Like, all right, chill. Cool. You know what I mean? Like, but it's a beautiful spiritual record. You know what I mean? Like, that shit, that niggas, I'm calling it now, this No Name album, the next generation of like young black folks, they parents gonna be like how our parents cleaned the house to like Anita Baker and shit and played like Sade in the crib. That's how motherfuckers gonna be playing this shit. It's a beautiful record. Beautiful vocal harmonies and like the musicality is like real lush. It's the shit.
Yeah.
It's the shit.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely going to check. I meant to check that out before we listen. I totally forgot until you just said it.
Yeah, it's on a real, like, smooth wave.
Yeah.
You know, if you need, like, some chill shit, it's some chill shit.
Yeah, I think I might check that joint out tonight.
Word.
My man Killer Relic dropped a joint.
Hey.
His dude, like, he's done some stuff in the past, the Kane Project. He, you know, he's down with, like Army of the Pharaohs and dudes like that. He's part of, like, that fam. It's a dope record called First 48. Dope record, like dope, really dope beats on there.
Gotta have them beats.
Yeah, he's an LMC, and then like he's got like Planetary, the homie Reefs on that project.
Oh shit! Nice.
Like yeah, there's some really good. Like you know, he's got a lot of that family, like the Jedi Mind Tricks dude, shit like that. All that whole little family.
Word.
Yeah, that's the only thing I really listen to like that. Like I said, I meant to listen to that damn No Name project. Damn, I forgot to
it's
listen
really
to that.
It's really fucking good.
Yeah,
it's
I gotta check that joint out. And I'm gonna check out that project Charlie sent me too.
Yeah.
So I got some homework to do this week coming up.
Hey.
And then maybe there's something else new coming out.
Yeah, it seems
fourth
like,
quarter, so you know what I mean?
Yeah. I was gonna say it seemed like motherfuckers is like pitching shit out.
Yeah, so. It's fourth quarter, so I wouldn't be surprised if there's some new shit coming.
Oh yeah.
But other than that, yo, fuck with us on all the different platforms.
All of them.
Yo, rate and review us, please.
Do that.
I don't want to have to snatch phones, man. I told y'all.
He's done it before. He'll do it again.
You know, Brooklyn Radio, Apple Podcasts, all those different places, man. Fuck with us.
You know what I'm saying?
Other than that, yo, we'll be back next week.
Yeah.
Peace.
Instead of adding.
Me and my fam take this rap shit seriously.